Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk with Tonsoni. I am your host, Brian Tonsoni. On this episode of Sports Talk with Tonsoni, we will discuss some recent sports moments and also discuss some sport bucket list ideas. For more information on a variety of sports that we cover, please read our work at sportstalkwithtonsoni.com and follow us on Twitter at SportsTons. Please let us know your thoughts about the topics, and you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and most other podcast hosts. This episode was recorded on Tuesday, July 9th. Before we begin the episode, here is a short word from one of our sponsors. Welcome back to this episode. Let's get started. Some recent great sports memories. First of all, the USA Women's Soccer winning the World Cup recently in France. Great, great effort by the women. That's their fourth championship in the World Cup in eight Women's World Cup. That is dominant performance for the women and something that most people in the United States were geared up and excited to see. I want to mention a few things about the women's team. First, Megan Rapinoe, just an excellent, excellent World Cup performance. Scored two goals in two straight games. A little bit outspoken on her beliefs, but I personally appreciate a very strong athlete, and that's what she is first and foremost. And second of all, a very strong woman sticking up for her beliefs. That ultimately is what USA stands for. And I know that there might be some that disagree with that, but I say cheers, Megan. Well done. You spoke your mind and then you backed it up. Also, Alex Morgan with a great performance in the World Cup. Caught a lot of grief for a celebration. I tell you, when you watch soccer, the celebrations are fantastic. Starting several years ago in World Cup with Brandi Chastain taking off her shirt and waving her shirt, caught a lot of grief for that. These athletes work extremely hard, and especially in soccer, the goals are so infrequent and they're so important that celebrating in certain ways, I think, is acceptable. I know on other podcasts I've talked about not popping your collar and doing certain things, but I kind of enjoy the touchdown celebrations in the NFL and the goal scoring celebrations of soccer altogether. I thought Alex tea sipping thing was kind of nice. So kudos to Alex. Also would like to talk about Rose Lavelle. Just a fantastic effort. Did not know about Rose until the World Cup. Watching her perform, had a really important goal in the championship game. Congratulations to her and all of the others that I did not mention. USA Soccer is the epitome of excellence. And while we're talking about women's soccer, talk about equal pay. It's a huge topic in the United States, not only for soccer, but in everyday life. And it is just time that our country opens its eyes and really talks and finds out what they can do to move towards equal pay in all areas. And I support equal pay, especially for USA Women's Soccer. Number two, recent great sports memory, Coco Gauff, 16-year-old tennis player, getting to the round of 16 at Wimbledon. A lot of people were watching her performance. Congratulations, Coco. We look forward to you in a lot of the Grand Slam tournaments and watching you for years to come as a great American tennis player. And the third recent sports memory, how about that Major League Baseball home run derby? Kudos to the league. They got this set up correct. They went to a timed event a few years ago. Also, seeding the contestants 1 through 8 is very important so that it's a tournament. To see 91 home runs by Vlad Guerrero Jr. was just an incredible night. And Guerrero and Jock Peterson's battle into triple overtime and swing offs was just one of the best, if not the best, home run derby. And a lot of that skills testing and the all-star game stuff in a lot of sports can be a little bit of hype and not really enjoyable, but Major League Baseball has done it right. And kudos again to the Major League. I don't know why I'm saying kudos a lot, but congratulations to Major League Baseball. They got it right. And Pete Alonso ended up winning the event, defeating Vlad Guerrero. I think Guerrero was quite tired. Bucket list sports items presented today by Beer Church Brewery in New Buffalo, Michigan. A bucket list item for me is someday owning my own company. Haven't achieved that yet. However, Beer Church Brewery is owned by my wife's cousin, John Listina, and Jane Simon. They have great craft beers and wood-fired pizza and sandwiches. If you live in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio, it is only a day trip away. Follow them on Twitter, at Beer Church Brew, and on the web at beerchurchbrewing.com. You will enjoy that. So why bucket list? Well, there's a lot of things that people might put on their bucket list. I'm a sports fan, so most of my bucket list involves sporting events that I'd like to attend at some point in my life. And why do we want to talk about them? I think we should do more than talk about them. I think we should write them down. And if you write them down, you're likely to achieve as many of these as possible. If you don't write it down, it's not likely that it'll ever happen. So today's episode will feature events across all sports. In the next few episodes of Sports Talk with Tonsoni, we will look at sports events in individual sports, maybe arenas, maybe atmosphere. Send us your bucket list on Twitter, at SportsTons. We'd love to hear where you would like to go in the sporting world. So I have 10 listed in descending order. I'll save my best for last. I will mention that for me, I've already been able to achieve a few of my bucket list items in the sporting world. I've been to 2 NCAA Final Fours. I've been to 2 College World Series in Omaha. Been to the Indianapolis 500. And as you'll find out when we talk about NCAA football, I've been to several of the major must-see college football stadiums. But what follows is a list of 10. My goal for you is to listen and enjoy, to agree or disagree, and then hit me up on Twitter and tell me what order you would like to achieve your sports bucket list. So here we go. Number 10. Would like to attend a major tennis championship, with Wimbledon being number 1 and the U.S. Open. I think tennis is a sport that we follow mostly at those major tournaments, but those athletes have to be well-conditioned, and it is an incredible sport. And I like the tradition of Wimbledon, the all-white, just the strong atmosphere in London. I'd like also the U.S. Open for just the opposite, the flair of the players in the New York City area. So Wimbledon and U.S. Open tennis championships is my number 10 bucket list. Number 9, the Kentucky Derby. I've been able to go near the Kentucky Derby, University of Louisville. Son played some AAU at the convention center. Been able to go into the ticket place and walk around, but I've never been to the actual event. Again, another show. The traditions, that's the word I was looking for at Wimbledon. The traditions, the hats, the mint juleps, the beautiful athletes that are the horses running across the track, and just the fact that it is the number 1 horse race in the United States. So number 9 on the bucket list, the Kentucky Derby. Number 8, I'd like to get to Olympic Games, preferably the summer games, and track and field or swimming would be the events that I'd like to see. As a basketball coach, I would not turn down tickets to see Olympic basketball, either men's or women's, but I'd like to go to an Olympic games one time in my life. Number 7 on my bucket list is a Super Bowl. The 2 best teams in the NFL, or the 2 teams that at least won the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, clashing in just an excellent event. Really enjoyed the Super Bowl and the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl when it was hosted in Indianapolis. Again, an event, a lot of good food, a lot of good entertainment during Super Bowl week. Number 6 on my bucket list. I'd love to go over to England and see a Premier League soccer match. In the last 3 years, I've really enjoyed watching Premier League soccer and enjoying soccer, as we mentioned about the World Cup. And the things that are just fantastic, the crowd is singing and dancing and cheering right from the start. And so I would love to be able to go over and see one of the big games too, Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City, and watch that. Number 5, Stanley Cup Finals. Nothing like hockey. Those fans are incredible. They cheer from the national anthem all the way to the end of the game. And the hockey games, sometimes they're not very high scoring. And so some people might not appreciate hockey, but the physical nature of hockey and the toughness and the growing of beards throughout the playoffs, it is just something that I think would be really fun to witness. I have been to a playoff hockey game in Chicago, and the place is just incredible. So that's number five on my list. Number four would be the National Basketball Association Finals basketball coach. Not a big NBA fan. I'm more of a college basketball fan. But again, the championship game, championship series would be something to watch. Number three, the Masters Golf Tournament. I really enjoy golf. I don't play it anymore. At one point, I did and would go out three or four times a week. I don't get a chance to play much anymore, but I do enjoy the game of golf. I appreciate the skill that it takes to be a professional, and the Masters and the beauty of that course is something that I would like to see. Number two, probably my favorite sport of all is baseball, and Major League Baseball World Series being the ultimate series, the championship series. That's something that I would like to see in my lifetime. And the number one sports bucket list item for your host, Brian Tonsoni, is to attend the Little League World Series. You watch it every fall on television. You're amazed at how these kids, how big some of these kids are, and you see the fun that they have. And I would like to go see a day or two of the Little League World Series, where I think competition is the best. And you see teams from across the United States. You see teams from across the world. I think it's what sports was really meant to be. Not getting paid a lot of money. No money at all, actually. But the Little League World Series is my number one bucket list at this time. So this is a wide list. It covers all the sports. If you're a sports fan, yes, it's you would say, well, you want to go to all the championships. Well, yeah, that's what I want to do. Some I will reach, and some I may come up a little bit short. On our next episode, we'll discuss the top Major League Baseball stadiums that I'd like to visit, and we'd love to get your ideas on that as well. Future topics on this podcast will include NCAA football stadiums and tailgate atmospheres, basketball destinations. These are all things that, as a diehard sports fan, I would like to see at some point in my life. So we're looking forward to hearing what you have. Share your bucket list ideas on our Twitter feed. Again, that is at SportsTons. Message us if you are interested in joining this podcast on a future episode, maybe to talk about your bucket list or maybe an experience that you've already had or just your favorite sports team. This is Brian Tonsoni for Sports Talk with Tonsoni. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next time.